Okay, Rabbi, so now we come to the exciting, after doing the hard work of the after the hard work of the Hilchos Sukkah, now we're going to be starting the halachas of Siman Tov Resh Lamed Ches, which I want to do tonight, Be'ezra Hashem, is about the halachas of Muktzah on the decorations, Tov Resh Lamed Ches, page 202. Subsequently, we're going to get to Tov Resh Lamed Ches, starting tomorrow, Mitzvah, which is the halachas of eating in the Sukkah, when you have to eat in the Sukkah, when you make a bracha on food in the Sukkah, sleeping in the Sukkah, all these really, really critical, crucial halachas, really the crunch of it. That's all starting from Tov Resh Lamed Ches, who is exempt from Sukkah, also about the mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah. After doing that for a week or two, we're going to go into the halachas of the Dalet Minim, which is obviously very, very, very relevant. The perfect time of the year to starting those halachas. So that will get us ready, Mitzvah, for the Yom Tov. Yeah, I was very busy with that today, with the orders and all that. So that's important to get those halachas, Mitzvah. So we'll get that, Mitzvah. But tonight we're going to be doing page 202 in our editions, which is Siman Tov Resh Lamed Ches, the halachas Sukkah V'Noyah Asurin Kol Shiva, the very famous and very interesting halacha of the Sukkah V'Noyah Asurin Kol Shiva, the halachas of the decorations being Muktzah. Sukkah decorations being Muktzah. Let's find out more about this. Seif Aleph. Atzei Sukkah Asurim Kol Shiva Kol Shmoinah Simei HaChag. The Atzei HaSukkah, the walls of the Sukkah are also Kol Shmoinah Simei HaChag, the entire 8 days of Yom Tov. Bein Atzei Tvanos, whether it's the wall of the walls, Bein Atzei HaSchach, whether it's the actual physical Schach on top. Vafilu Kiseim Lachtzis Boishen of Osu, even if you're trying to take a toothpick, you pulling out some of the wood, just a tiny bit, you're cracking it out off, and you're using it as a toothpick. Remember, this was before the toothbrush was out, so you want to use that. That's really how they cleaned their teeth, was they would crack off a little bit of the wood, and they would use it as a toothpick. That's what they used to do. So you're very tempted after having that very nice 5-course meal in the sukkah. The steak did it, yeah. And now you want to just clean up the teeth in between, yeah. And you see just that sukkah wall on your side, and you want to crack off some of that to do things. No, you can't. You cannot. Because the Atzei HaSukkah are also all 8 days. The walls of the sukkah, you cannot use them for any private usage. Besides, it's standing as a sukkah. You cannot use any of it.
Why do you go by calling it Atzei straight away?
So why are you saying what?
You should say the sukkah is also, or the walls are, the tafanos.
Which words are you bothered by? Atzei, sukkah.
The first word. What's the point of that?
Mm-hmm. You'd say atzei. Yeah, I hear it's a good joke. I don't know. I agree with the Duke.
No,
it's a good word. The Duke, the wording sounds a bit out of the ordinary. It sounds interesting.
Say that
then. So we'll get to that, but that's the second stage, right? You cannot benefit from it for anything else for the entire 8 days. Why? You cannot use anything. The muktzah. We are familiar with the expression of muktzah, of course, from Hilchos Shabbos. Well, it's a similar concept. You have over here the walls of the sukkah, and everything which is part of the sukkah is muktzah. Muktzah meaning it's designated, it's set aside for the mitzvah sukkah. So of course it's not only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's on Chol HaMoed itself as well. The walls are huktzah, are set aside, are set apart, and you can use it for anything. V'hoil v'uktzah ben ha-shmoshes, since it's muktzah for ben ha-shmoshes, since it's muktzah for the twilight period, the Ben HaShmoshes, Shal Shvi, Huktzeh L'chol Yom, it's also Muktzeh on the 8th day, yeah.
So it doesn't mean to say like on Shabbos, you can't touch or move it, you can't use it for anything else.
Yeah.
But if it needs, you want to move it for whatever, you want to, whatever.
So it's not so poshut. We'll get to further halachas. We'll see. It's not so poshut. I can't say categorically that you're right, that you can just move things around. No, there may be an element of muktzah. So the answer is if on Chol HaMoed, it's not on Yom Tov. When on Chol HaMoed the tzchach blows, you can redo it. Yeah, because that's in order to remake the sukkah, they would be allowed to do that. We are talking about over here primarily. Yeah, let's see what the Mishnah says. Let's get into greater details. Sivkot Aleph tells us as follows. Atzei sukkah. Diksiv chag sukkah is shivas yomim la Hashem. The apostle says chag sukkah for 7 days is for Hashem. Therefore, Kishem Shechal Shem Shema Malach Chagigah, the Mishnah says, just like the name of Hashem is for Chagigah, Kach Shem Shema Malach Sukkah is also the name of Hashem, the Ketusha is also on the actual Sukkah. Vafilu, also Sukkah Acheres B'Chol HaMoed, even if you made a different, if you made another Sukkah in Chol HaMoed, when Tzoch L'Shen, you do not require anymore the first form of Sukkah, Afilu Achi, nevertheless, Abseir, or it's woods asurim, but no, you're not allowed to have any benefit from it. Shmoinas, the 8 day. So we are going to ask in Chutz Loretz, why 8 days? Surely should be 9 days. Yeah, that's the truth, says the Mishnah Berurah. Let it on, Gambachi. On the 9th day also, the sukkah is also. Sharei b'shmoin adayin mechuv leechol b'sukkah, on the 8th day is still required to eat in the sukkah. V'kevod is katzel le'ben ha'shmosh, since during the 8th day afternoon, ben ha'shmoshes, you... it's muktzah, so therefore it's katzor lekol yom, and therefore it's muktzah also for the entire 9th day. Ve'im chal Shabbos, achay yom tov na'agin shalei stapik menu gam b'Shabbos, davar kemeichem yom tov l'Shabbos. And if there's a subsequent is Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to derive any benefit on Shabbos either. Right, now, now the Mishnah over here, the remark continues with the following words. That's actually your point. Nisim, we're going to your point now. Even if the sukkah collapses, the sukkah is also. You don't have to use the words of the sukkah if it's also. If it's full, if it collapses. Let's see what the Mishnah means. V'afilu nafla sukkah if cotton hay. There are authorities that hold that the sukkah is only also when it's standing. There's still mukta in it. So what he's saying is that even if it collapses, don't say, yeah, the sukkah is collapsed now, I'm allowed to do whatever I want with it. No, it's not true. It's still mukta. Having said that, it's still true what you are saying, that if I need to re-establish my sukkah, then I'm allowed to do that. Because if the sukkah falls, I'm allowed to reestablish it. But if I want to use the sukkah for the fallen I'm not going to bother anymore. I don't need this anymore. I'm going to eat by my friends, by my neighbor, by my cousin. And you want to use the sukkah woods now for something else? No, that you can't do because the sukkah woods are mukta.
Says the
Ramah, you would have perhaps thought you can make a tnai, which is very, we're going to see more about this soon. The tnai would be as follows, that I'm not making a full kedusha chal on those woods. When I establish the sukkah, I make a tnai, and I say there's no full kedusha on this, and thereby allowing myself to still do other things with the woods. So no, you can't do that. Lo imani betnai. I cannot make it tnai on the sukkah woods. Aval etzim asmuchim l'sukkah mutorim. But all the woods which are leaning, reclining, touching the sukkah, they will be fine. So, but the tnai itself does not work. I cannot limit the kedusha by making it tnai. That won't work. Let's see more about this. V'imachash also ashir atzorich min atfanos v'nish tamech shesukah hoisiv doifen lo misra. Now says the Shulchan Aruch, v'imachash also ashir atzorich min atfanos. What happens if I made a sukkah with a minimum shear? V'nish tamech shesukah hoisiv doifen. And now I added to the minimum shear of the sukkah. So I had a minimum shear sukkah. I said, you know what? Instead of closing it off over here, which is the minimum shir sukkah, we've spoken about the minimum shir sukkah, I'm going to extend it. I'm making it bigger. Then he says, Loi misra, that extended bit, that doesn't become also. But if I initially made the sukkah with a larger size, then all of it will become mukta. We are saying that if I made initially a smaller sukkah, and let's say I took one wall off, and I extended and enlarged it, then it's not really... since it's not a required part of the sukkah, I've got a sukkah before that. I'm just enlarging it and extending it, then it will not become also. The sukkah only becomes also once you set on it once. But if I made the sukkah and I haven't set on it yet, it doesn't become also the Azman al-Av Milsa, because we've learned previously numerous times there is a concept of Azman al-Av Milsa, just inviting something, designating something, specifying something for the purpose of a mitzvah, doesn't make it into a mitzvah yet. That means that it's not going to become a mitzvah object by making the sukkah. I need to sit in it and fulfill the mitzvah before it actually becomes kodesh. Right, so this is in terms of, why? Because Hazman al-Av Milsa, by inviting some things, and invitation doesn't make the kedusha chal, and it only when I actually perform the mitzvah, that's when the mitzvah is chal. Now, this is all with regards to the walls. So we have learned now that the walls of the sukkah are muktzeh. Now, perhaps more important and more relevant is the question of the famous question of the, which is very relevant in my house, I don't know what it's about in your, what?
Decorations.
Now, if we understand that the walls of the sukkah, they become mukta, because it's part of the sukkah, what about the decorations? Can I move about the decorations of the sukkah? Or if they fall down, can I hang it up again? Decorations in the sukkah. What's the halachic definition of decorations?
Shulchan Aruch helps us out with the following seed base. V'chein acholim ha-mashkim shetoylim besukkah. The minhag was to hang up acholim foods and mashkim drinks. Shetoylim besukkah. I mean, some houses, they still have a minhag to hang up fruit. Yeah? Especially some houses hang up, I think it's really, really nice. If they hang up, which fruit? Shivas Aminim is very nice. Or?
Grapes.
I know some houses do. I think it's really nice if you hang up a soygim. I think that's really, really nice. We do that sometimes. To hang up a soygim, posle ones, by the way. You hang up a soygim; it's very, very nice. So now, the Shulchan Aruch says, I don't know what the drinks that he's referring to. I don't know how you can hang up drinks. How do you hang up a drink? Take a bottle of wine, you hang it up. I see the little bottles. Oh, very nice. Very nice. You hang up the foods and drinks in the sukkah kedei, in order to make the sukkah beautiful, to make the sukkah very, very nice. Also, le stapik mehem, you know how to use it. So if you decide, you know, why don't I eat a bit of that, grapes that I've been hanging, I fancy some grapes, I want to eat some of them. No, you're not allowed to. Similarly, if there's some drinks hanging, you're saying, what kind of drinks was it? Let's say, I don't know, some wine or some, you know, some sort of juice, you want to, no, you can't. You can't. If it's hanging, you can't. Kol Shemona, all the eight days are filling off. Even if they fall down, you can't. So we're learning now, Rabbi Yisai, it's not only that the walls itself are muktzeh, but its decorations. The decorations hanging in the sukkah are also muktzeh. Furthermore, even if they fall down, that's still muktzeh. We're talking about Cholamoid, Rabbi Yisai. You're hanging up these very beautiful grapes, and they've fallen down. No, you can't. It's muktzah. You cannot use it. We yom tov Shabbos also the taltal the muktzah meim. And also, of course, on Shabbos and yom tov is an additional problem as well. There are the muktzah, the Shabbos muktzah. So that is what we're learning now. That decorations you're not allowed to have any to take them to move them. The decorations which are hanging on in the sukkah. It's right. So is it just from the schach, or is it also if they're hanging on the wall? So pashtos, just like we found in Sif Aleph, that the walls are just as kodosh and mukta as the schach, so similarly also, probably, it's true to say that whatever's hanging on the schach and whatever's hanging on the wall have all the identical nature, and they're the same halachos will apply. Posters, yeah. So the posters will be. Yeah, we'll be speaking about that shortly, Mitzvah. We'll get to that shortly. Yeah, so pashtos, you're right. So far we have learned now, this is correct. Posters which will be hanging, they become mukta, and therefore even on Chol HaMoed, you wouldn't be allowed to lift them up. So far, that's true. Yeah, we'll see soon. There's a bit of a. Would be a problem. Why? Schach enables the sukkah to be a kosher sukkah. You need to do that. Yeah. So this is the noi. We're learning now, the halacha that we're learning is the noi of the sukkah, since it's something which is not...
It's not intrinsic.
So you could... Yeah, so we'll learn a little bit of it, a bit more. But so far, we're learning now. L'choyre, it fits in that category of learning now. Acholim v'mashkin, you cannot also listapik mehem. So there is a rule over here, says that make it tnai. Say, I don't mean to separate them to such an extent. You hang them up, and as you hang them up, whether it's a fruit or whether it's a decoration, you hang it up and say, I'm not sure I want it to be kodesh and all that. You make that kind of condition. Shulchan Aruch says, if you're saying, I'm not setting them aside, Shulchan Aruch wants to say, all 8 days, harizim istapik mehem b'chol eitz shiyad, so you could actually use that. They have not become uktzah. And the kedusha of the sukkah doesn't go on it. Doesn't become of the level of the wall, doesn't become the level of the kedusha, and should be fine therefore to use it. That's only if you use that those words. But you say for different wording, not the words just used now, then it becomes muktzah, you can't do anything with it. What the Shulchan Aruch is pointing out of it is you've got to be really careful. Yes, there is such a concept of making a tnai. There is a concept of saying, I'm hanging this up, but I don't want it to be set aside. I don't want it to become mukta. I'm just hanging it up, but I'm not setting it aside. By saying the right words, by saying the precise wording, it will not become mukta. And therefore, if it does fall down, you can lift it up. If it does, if you want, you can take it out. It doesn't become mukta. Shulchan Aruch is very careful, however, to say you've got to say the right words. The words have to be any boidel nehem kol ben ashmoshes. These are the words that you have to use. If you say slightly different variations, slightly different words, then it wouldn't necessarily work. You've got to say it before you hang them up on the first ben ashmoshes. So before Yom Tov starts, and here comes the crunch from the Maril. Is the minig is not to make this tonight. The minig is not because people get it wrong. When you've got to be very very specific and you've got to be very careful, people tend to be a bit lax. People tend to make mistakes. Say it like this and no different. People are going to end up saying it a bit different. That's the rule, right? And therefore, the Rambam says, don't use this rule. Don't use this legal loophole, if I can call it like that. Not very accurate. But if people don't use it. Don't use it now if you can avoid it. And therefore, and Mishnah Berurah does say that some are makel, so there is room for leniency at times. But generally, we're not makel. Now, so we're going to leave this for tomorrow because I can see the time, but we're going to leave the actual about decorations, what we do if they do fall down, are they actual muktzah, if there's anything we can do about this, that we'll leave for tomorrow. That's the final three lines of the Rambam that we're going to be leaving for tomorrow. Just to summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke about the concept of the kedusha of the kedushas asukah, that it's also kol shemei nasim echag for us all the ninth day as well. We learned that the walls are kodesh, it's learned from a pasuk. And we learned that not only the walls and the schach are kadosh, in fact, the noi also is attached to it, and therefore it becomes also to take from it, to use it. And therefore the examples given in Shulchan Aruch is the acholim v'mashkim, shetoylim v'sukkah, they are also, because it's decorations, they will become also to take benefit from them. Halacha l'maaseh, with regards to decorations, we'll be getting to the finer details tomorrow evening. I wish you a very good evening, obviously.